From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Deep City Records was the first black-owned record label in Florida, and in the 1960s, the label brought Miami talent to the forefront. One of Deep City's biggest hit records was from the newly discovered soul singer Betty Wright. She was only 12 years old when she signed with Deep City Label. That's part of the story being told tonight on WLRN-TV in the premiere of the documentary Deep City, The Birth of the Miami Sound. Here's an excerpt from the film.
The best thing that ever happened at the label was discovering Betty Wright.
Betty was more or less advanced. She came from a family of singers and musicians. I guess they were around the mother playing the piano and they're singing and humming. Betty was right there.
I think she had a super voice. She really can go.
If you listen to the real early Betty Wright stuff on Deep City, like her first record, Paralyzed, she was 12 years old. That is so deep. And that blows minds that a 12-year-old would make a record like that.
Betty Wright really hit me right in my ears. I recognized the talent right away.
By her third record, she was off and running, and a huge career was being born.
I think that her musical personality bleeds into her style. She's such a go-getter. I think that she knew very early on how she was going to get to the top. And, you know, she aligned herself with the correct people at the correct time.
You know, we've talked over the years. I read somewhere once where when you were a little bitty girl, you were in a record store listening to the record by a late friend of mine, Billy Stewart. Now, none of these kids here know Billy Stewart. He's long since gone from the scene, unfortunately. What was the name of the song?
Summertime.
I've forgotten the story. Didn't somebody come in and hear you singing
right.
with it?
That was like my, that was a gift. I picked it up at a record shop. You know, you win a Guess That Tune contest.
The first time I saw her was at the record shop. She came by to pick up a prize that she had won on a quiz, Guess That Tune, go to Jonah's record shop and pick any record you want.
And I went to get this record, and that happened to be one of the top records. She says, I'll play it for you, and I started singing along with it. And I had noticed that these two guys have been standing behind me listening to me sing.
We were in the back rehearsing and writing songs, and we heard this voice, and she was singing over Billy Stewart. So we couldn't hear Billy Stewart. We just hear her sing a cappella.
And they came up to you and said, we want you to sing.
What's your name, you know? And I had two cousins with me, and they were pushing me up. Yeah, she can do it. She can do it. So I got all this confidence up, and here I am today.
This sounds like a movie script or something, you know?
She came from a family of singers and entertainers. So she was ready to go, ready to roll.
That was an excerpt from the documentary Deep City, The Birth of the Miami Sound, produced by Dennis Scholl, Marlon Johnson, and Chad Tingle. It premieres tonight on WLRN-TV at 9 o'clock. Remember, you can listen to WLRN on iTunes Radio. Search WLRN and add us to your iTunes station list. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.